Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. The show is brought to you by the premier law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, located in Reston, Virginia, serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about the firm and the services we provide to our clients, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog, blueprintforwealth.org, where you can find videos, audios, and articles of interest, including recent blog posts, on tax, estate planning, and business planning topics. So, blueprintforwealth.org. Now, today, as we toggle back and forth between business, tax, and estate planning issues, we're going to talk a little bit about some very important estate planning issues. One that I know you've addressed in your estate planning, but if you haven't, you need to, and you need to do so now. And by the way, if you have adult children over the age of 18, it's a good idea to bring your kids to your estate planner to make sure that they have, and you have, living wills, advanced medical directives, and healthcare powers of attorney, as well as privacy releases that we provide to our clients. Living wills and certain advanced directives describe what you want to have happen regarding treatment if you're faced with a serious accident or illness. These legal documents actually speak for you when you're not able to speak for yourself. So, for example, if you're in an automobile accident and you have a living will or you have an advanced medical directive, it will express your wishes in terms of your healthcare desires. Living wills and other advanced directives are not just for elderly adults. Unexpected end-of-life situations happen at any age, at the age of 18, at the age of 25, at the age of 30. It's important for all adults to have these medical directives. An advanced medical directive, as it's known in Virginia, or a healthcare power of attorney, as it's known in Maryland and D.C., are written instructions regarding your medical care preferences and what you want to have happen in the event that you have to have special medical needs. Your family and your doctors will consult these advanced directives and healthcare powers of attorney if you're not able to make your own healthcare decisions. For example, you're in a coma or you're under anesthesia in surgery. Having written instructions will help reduce confusion or disagreement among your family members and physicians. The advanced directives typically include the following. Number one, a living will. This is a written legal document that spells out the types of medical treatment and life-prolonging or life-sustaining procedures or measures that you want or don't want, such as mechanical breathing, being hooked up to a respirator or a ventilator, tube feeding or resuscitation. So if you have a DNR, that means you do not want to be resuscitated. In some states, living wills may be called healthcare directives or advanced medical directives. In Florida, you have to have a separate living will apart from your healthcare proxy or your healthcare power of attorney. In Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., you can combine them into a single document. Often, we'll draft them as separate documents for our clients because we understand that many of you are moving around the country. A medical or healthcare power of attorney is a legal document that designates an agent or a healthcare proxy to make medical decisions for you in the event you're unable to do so yourself. But it's different from a power of attorney authorizing someone to make financial transactions for you. This deals with healthcare and healthcare only. A DNR, a do not resuscitate order, may be incorporated into an advanced medical directive. It's a request, or a living will by that, for that matter. It's a request to not have cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, if your heart stops or if you stop breathing. Advanced directives do not have to include a DNR order. And you don't have to have an advanced directive to have a DNR order. You could just have a separate DNR order apart from all of your other documents. Your doctor can put a DNR order into your medical chart if you so desire. Do you need a living will and medical power of attorney? Well, living wills don't cover every possible situation. Typically, they cover the situation where you're terminally ill and death is imminent, or you're in an end-stage condition such as stage 4C in cancer, and death is imminent, or you're in a persistent vegetative state. So you will want a medical power of attorney to designate somebody to be your healthcare proxy or agent. This person is going to be guided by your living will, but has the authority to interpret your wishes in situations that may not be described in the living will, such as whether or not you want certain types of care administered if you're admitted to a hospital. A medical power of attorney also is a good idea if your family is opposed to some of your wishes or is divided over what your wishes may be. Choosing a healthcare agent is probably the most important part of your estate planning. You need to trust that this person has your back, has your interests at heart, that this person who is your agent understands your wishes and will act in accordance with your wishes. He or she also needs to be a mature and level-headed individual, so it's often not a great choice to name young adults, kids over the age of 18, unless they truly exhibit maturity and truly are level-headed, are not emotional, and can exercise level-headedness when it comes to whatever your wishes are. They have to be comfortable with very candid and very uncomfortable topics. Don't pick somebody because you have feelings of guilt or you feel an obligation to pick them because they're your child, for example, or your spouse even. Your healthcare agent doesn't have to be a family member. You may want to have healthcare decisions being made by somebody other than the person that you choose to handle your financial matters, and more importantly, it may not be a family member. It may be helpful, but it's not necessary, particularly if the person lives locally in the same city or state as you do. But the doctor has a telephone, and the doctor can call anyone or communicate via the internet with anyone to make sure that your needs are being taken care of. Now, the healthcare power of attorney addresses what kinds of needs you really have and what treatments you want in certain circumstances. So when you're figuring out what your healthcare power of attorney should have, think about your values, such as the importance to you of being independent and self-sufficient. What would you feel that would make your life not worth living? Under what circumstances would you want to have life-prolonging procedures withheld? Would you want a treatment to extend your life in any situation, regardless of what your quality of life is? Would you want treatment only if a cure is possible? Do you want to anticipate potential future cures? Would you want palliative care? In other words, care to ease pain and discomfort, even if you're terminally ill. And in most cases, people want that type of care. Although you can't predict what medical situations will affect you or will arise in the future, be sure to always address the following treatments in your healthcare powers of attorney and living wills. Resuscitation. This restarts the heart when it has stopped beating, cardiac death, in other words. Determine if and when you want to be resuscitated by CPR or by a device that delivers an electric shock to stimulate your heart. Medical ventilation. This takes over your breathing if you're unable to do so. Consider mechanical ventilation if, when, and for how long you would want to be placed on a medical or mechanical ventilator. Nutrition and hydration. This supplies the body with nutrients and fluids intravenously or by tube that is directed into your stomach. Decide if, when, and for how long you want to be fed in this manner, because you can keep yourself alive, even if you're brain dead, for a long period of time. Dialysis. This removes waste from your blood and manages fluid levels if your kidneys no longer function properly. Determine if, and when, and for how long you want to receive dialysis. These are considered, all of these are considered, life-prolonging procedures, and you need to consider them in doing your estate planning. Other things that the Living Will and Advanced Medical Directives address are organ donation. You can specify in your advanced directive any wishes you have about donating your organs. Now, many of us have the ability to do so on our driver's license, but that is for transplantation only. In your advanced medical directive, you can actually say that you want to donate your organs, which include eyes and tissues, for transplantation, or you can even donate your body for scientific study, such as to a medical school. If you wish to donate your body, you need to contact the medical school closest to your home for more details. Injury, illness, and death are not easy subjects to talk about, but by planning ahead, you can ensure that you receive the type of medical care that you want. You also relieve your family of the burden of trying to guess what you'd want done in the event of a serious accident. If you've got questions regarding your estate planning, particularly your health care planning, advanced medical directives, powers of attorney, health care privacy issues, call us at Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, and you can schedule an appointment with one of the many estate planning attorneys we have at the firm by calling 703-218-2100. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth.